Welcome back to another episode of the Rookie Card Investor. And what are we going to be talking about today? Two topics. I want to talk about Gary V and his NFT project and what that can mean for sports cards. But the first thing we need to talk about is Panini's statement on the podcast and what their VP of sales said. I don't know if this is official, but it's going around Twitter. It's going around sports card TikTok. But Target and Panini have said that they're going to increase prices by about 50%. On some of their products. And honestly, it's kind of a hot, there's hot takes flying everywhere on TikTok right now. Some people think it's a good thing, some people think it's a bad thing. And of course, everyone is worried about the scalper aspect of this. The more we continue to buy from scalpers, the more that's going to continue. We need to stop. If we don't buy from scalpers, in my opinion, prices are gonna go up and they're gonna lose their money. So buy from your hobby shops, buy from people in the industry, etc. I'm not wasting energy or time on scalpers. So my opinion on this, and I want to start by saying I think everyone is really reacting to this. No, there's not a real perfect solution to this. Like the end result is not going to be walk into Target whenever you want and have a Prism Blaster of whatever sport you want available for you. That is not going to happen. So I'm thinking about the most realistic situation of demand is still high. And what do I think the price increase will do? I think, in my opinion, I think this is a good thing because the less people buy or the less people can buy, the more the cards are worth. And that's kind of what we're all after, looking to invest and grow in some cards. And then packs are the most fun part of the hobby. But it's not the path to profiting. But it is honestly the most fun part. I think we can all agree with that. I think this is going to set up more, for lack of a better term, price gaps or price, like a class system for prices. So the kids can grab their Topps Opening Day or Topps Heritage because those cards aren't really worth as much compared to like a Bowman or a Prism or an Optic. And then the more esteemed collectors can get the Prism, can get the Optic, Donruss Basketball, etc. I hope that Panini, with some of these brands that they have, like Score that just came out, I mean, that's going to be a not very good product. I hope that's a cheap one. Let kids buy it. Let kids get excited about rookies because they don't care if they're in their college jerseys, for example. But I think this is a good thing. But on the flip side, it's not a bad thing that kids can afford the Prism stuff because then they can buy them and they can sit in their house and they can love them. They can take them to school and they, oh, I got this Justin Herbert rookie. But overall, I'm sticking with the opinion. I think the price increase is good. Maybe it could price some people out and help reduce the affordable demand that people can actually get. I still think the quantity should be one. I think it needs to be enforced. I'd love Target to do something where you can only buy, tie it to your email, get a Target trading card account, and do something like that. I mean, I don't know. You could do this so many ways. I think the best case scenario is Panini sells it to subscriptions. I talked about that in the last episode, but it's just GTS and the other packing companies will be out of business, and that can't happen. There's channel conflict, and that's tough. The channel causes so much conflict in the trading card industry and getting it into our hands. And it kind of fires me up sometimes. This is a perfect example for direct to consumer, but Target, hopefully they're back in 10 to 14 days, quantity one. But I think the price thing is going to be good. Maybe some people can't just go buy everything. Who knows what Walmart's going to do? Walmart looks nuts. Some stores have nothing. Some stores are, you see adults chasing and beating each other up. Just embarrassing. So everyone, I hope you can get cards. I hope you've enjoyed going out to these random stores, Dollar Trees, Five Below. I just was at Barnes & Noble and, excuse me, I'm blanking. This is great radio. I went to Kohl's today and they did not have any, but they did have Pokemon. So if you didn't see the TikTok, link is in the bio if you wanted to watch the video I made today. The second half, I quickly wanted to touch on Gary Vee. So Gary V, he had some impact on pumping up the card industry earlier this year when he would do content on like Giannis cards and how much money he was making. And at that time, you could just send things into PSA and pay the money and get things back and just flip quickly. It was effortless. So not effortless, but you get what I'm saying. Gary V has recently launched an NFT project that you get this little thing that looks like a trading card. And then for the next 3 years, you could do it at his conference. But what the important part about this is his tweets, he's talking about making these characters. They're all like characters. Like they're anything from like little artwork he's drawn. They're all doodles. So it's like accountable aardvark or patient panda. And there are these little animated things. He tweets like he wants to make him into Disney characters is kind of the foreshadowing I think he's drawing. So I think he's going to make merch for this stuff. I think he's going to try to make a brand. And then he has all the money in the world. I think he could even make it into a TV show. But anywho, the card, he's selling these NFTs, and the NFTs look like cards. So there's base cards. They're not numbered. There's like 2,000 of them. The doodles have a white background. Then he has epics, and then he has rares, and he has ultra rares. And then there's 3 one-of-ones for every single character. And there's like a lava background, a diamond background, etc. Gary V loves sports cards. I think for sure he's going to make these into trading cards. And as a result, I really think Gary V is going to pump this market back up in the future. Because I think he would think it's cool that someone would want to trade a Giannis rookie for a V friend. I don't know if that would ever happen, but he dreams big. And I think he might do it. The way he's foreshadowing, he really wants to make these things into Disney characters and whatnot. I am in his Discord. I'm kind of consuming the content of what people are saying. He's giving these things away. There's some that are limited edition. There's some that there's some cards that allow you to like meet with him and stuff like that. So all that he's done right now is he's sold the tokens as NFTs online on OpenSea and on his website. I think what's going to happen next before his conference, the conference is next year, because pretty much these are just digital tickets. But I think he's going to be sending physical copies of I don't know. I don't know enough about NFTs to know if people had to put in their address to get them. But obviously they're going to have to get the tickets and do whatever, because that's how you get into these things. But I'm curious, and I don't know, but I think he's going to be sending trading cards to the people and trying to get a low quantity out there of these V friends, and then try to get them into the market as actual trading cards, and down the road make their own just like base cards and trading card brand, because he's always like trading cards. If you watch his vlogs, there's a graded card on the left and there's some unopened basketball. I don't know what brand it is in the top right. So I'm hoping that Gary comes back and pumps it up. I'm gonna pump it up. That song's lit. But I hope he starts pumping up the market again. He's already been tweeting like when he makes a bunch of money on this NFT sales, he wants to buy, I think it's Derek Jeter, Michael Jordan, and he wants Charizard. I don't think he has a Charizard yet. So that's on his radar. So I would love to know, and this Target conversation is a very fun one to be had, kind of circling back on the episode. There's not a good choice they can make. It's going to be tough. People are going to be mad. I know people listening to this podcast, they're not rooting for everyone else. And I hope that those people learned in Brookfield, Wisconsin, to let the people have their cards. So that is what I have for this week. That's what I'm seeing in the markets. Right now, for cards that I'm looking to buy are those 2018, 2019 rookies. I'm looking at Deebo Samuel. I'm looking at A.J. Brown. Their fifth-year options, are going to be expiring in a number of years. And for a lot of these cards, they have pops under 300. But the cool thing is there wasn't like 10 different sub-brands like the Herbert Tuas and whatevers this year. Because there were so many new products this year. It was just like Tua, Justin Herbert. Like when I'm watching YouTube videos and someone pulls a Herbert, it's like sick. Like it's not the Prism. I think the Prisms are the only ones that have a chance at holding their value. Like when I see someone pull like a base select football rookie, I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm happy that you're feeling excited right now, but that's crap the way it's been so overprinted. There's so many products out there right now. So that's going to be really interesting to see, but I'm focusing on cards that were not as popular before the boom. For wide receivers, DK Metcalf has the most pop right now of anyone. So small market teams that maybe haven't even been heard of, people that have had injuries like Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson. I'm trying to save up and get a Deontay Johnson. There's only like 200 of the base, and there's like 20 of the silver, so like $200. I think that could be a great buy if that guy can stay on the field for X amount of games, because Big Ben just throws it to him and feeds him. But anywho, that is the content. We're almost at 10 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. And for the Market Movers tool, it is in my bio. as well as the TikTok if you want to watch some of the retail runs I've been doing. Thank you so much.